KTNC brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, RUNZA, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Carmen City Supply, Frontier Bank, Palmira Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Good evening, everyone, from Weeping Water, Nebraska. Tonight we have high school basketball for you, the Weeping Water Indians hosting the Falls City Tigers. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, settling in for another evening of high school basketball here on KTNC. Tonight we have a girl-boy doubleheader as per the usual protocol. First up, the girls' varsity contest, the Lady Tigers, the Weeping Water Indians, followed by boys' varsity basketball. We've already played a couple of JV games here this afternoon and this evening. In the girls' junior varsity game, they only played two quarters. Weeping Water came away with the win over Falls City in that one. The final score, 25-21. The Weeping Water junior varsity with the win. In the boys' JV game, Weeping Water also came out of the winning end of it. The final score, 31-15. They played three quarters of boys' JV basketball. Up next, we've got the girls' varsity game. The Falls City Lady Tigers having a successful season thus far this year under Coach Andy Armbruster. They are 12-5 on the year. Tonight, taking on a Weeping Water Indian team that's just a little bit above 500. They are 9-7. We've got a very competitive girls' varsity contest. Let's move right to the starting lineups for the Weeping Water Lady Indians. I'll go with Kelly Brack. Brack is a 5'1 freshman. Emily Ridge, a junior at 5'9. Ella Kay, 5'8 and a junior. Alexis Morganson, she's a senior at 5'6. And Brinkley McAdams, a 5'9 sophomore. For the Lady Tigers of Falls City, Coach Andy Armbruster will go with Elise Poppy. Poppy, a 5'6 senior. Maddie Jones, a senior at 5'7. Ava Armbruster, a 5'5 a junior. Ashley Kirkendall, 5'8 and a junior. And Reese McNeely, a 5'8 senior. That's the starting five for the Lady Tigers. As we said, they are 12-5 on the season coming into tonight's game with the Weeping Water Indians. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the opening tip-off after this two-minute break. You're listening to Falls City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy community medical center every day, making a difference.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School. Randy Gatula with you. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. We had our national anthem during the break, and we're getting close to tipping things off. If you're just checking in, we are in Weeping Water tonight. The Weeping Water Indians, the Fall City Tigers, a girl-boy doubleheader. I want to remind all of our listeners, of course, next week is conference tournament week for the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC tournament. We're going to set out that first couple of nights on Monday and Tuesday. We'll pick up coverage of the tournament action on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, both here on KTMC and over on Sunny 101.3. Of course, the names of the teams we'll be covering have yet to be known. We'll have to wait and see how the games play out that are played Monday and Tuesday. But rest assured, come Thursday, we will have extensive coverage for you on both stations of both tournaments. John Nixon and I will be splitting up, heading different directions. The Pioneer Conference Tournament being played Pawnee City, Lewiston, I believe. The finals end up out at Tri-County. I think Weeping Water here hosts part of ECNC, and some of that goes to Meade also. So we'll just have to see where the games end up and who's in the tournament by the time we get to Thursday. And you can watch my Facebook page. Check the Sunny 101.3 KTNC Facebook page, as I'll be announcing the games we're going to be covering just as soon as we know who they are. You'll be able to pick up the promos and see what we've got going. Big doings going on tomorrow at Peru State College. Peru State, lots of activities over there. So 13th annual hosting of an event on the campus of 1,000 Oaks. The activities will begin with a Grayson University women's game with Peru State at 2 p.m. The men's game will be at 4 p.m. The annual alumni chili bean will start at 2:30 with a free will donation being accepted. During both half times, the fantastic Flyers of Gary's Tumbling of Glenwood, Iowa, will be performing at halftime of both of those games. So if you don't have anything going on, make your way over to Peru State tomorrow. The Weaver Activity Center, Bobcat Basketball, women at 2, men at 4. We're ready to get underway here at Weeping Water. Stepping in to jump it up will be Brinkley McAdams for Weeping Water against Ashley Kirkendall. The tip control by the Lady Tigers. With the basketball is Ava Armbruster on the right wing. Gives it up to Poppy, right back to Armbruster. In the paint, Armbruster bounced fast underneath, tried to get it underneath to Reese McNeely. The ball was stolen away. Fast break the other way, laying off the glass, up and off, no good. Good job on the rebound, pulling it down is Ava Armbruster. Armbruster down court quickly on the offense. Hands it up to Kirkendall to the left elbow with it. Poppy in the paint, jump shot, Elise Poppy up short off the front of the rim, rebound pulled down by Brinkley McAdams. McAdams across the timeline will set the offense at the top of the circle. McAdams backs out for a minute, now comes to the left wing with it to Kelly Brack. Brack at the free throw line, across court pass to the right side, that's Emily Ridge with the basketball. They lob it inside to Ridge, moving toward the basket, no shot there, kicks it back out into the corner. Tigers in a man-to-man defense, open up here defensively in the ballgame. At the free throw line, the pass goes between the rings, top of the circle, back up to McAdams to the left side. The three is up and on the way and good by Ella Cave. Cave with the first bucket of the night. She hits a three-pointer from the left wing, and it's Weeping Water 3-0. Here's a jump shot. Kirkendall in the paint. She can't get it. Off the back iron, bounces out of there. Rebound down to the Indians. Very quickly again into forecourt comes Cave with the basketball. Run a little weave. There's a steal. Reese McNeely comes up with the steal for the Tigers. Downcourt pass has Armbruster under the basket. Turnaround shot. Armbruster up short off the front of the rim. Save from going out of bounds? No. They're going to say it was last by Kirkendall on the baseline, and the ball will be turned over to Weeping Water. Indians basketball, 6:25 to play first period. Weeping Water up 3-0 here early in the contest. On the dribble is Kelly Brack. Brack with the basketball to the left side. Morganson handles it at the top of the key, dribbles between the rings, a cross-court pass to the far side with it. There's a ball tipped away by Maddie Jones, nearly stolen, but recovered out near the mid-court line by Weeping Water. Left elbow with it, Alec Cave. Cave in the paint, moves to the bucket, can't get there. Moves out into the corner with a pass, deep baseline right side, top of the key, back to McAdams. McAdams finds Brack once again, and Brack will travel with the basketball. It'll be a turnover. Ella Cave hit that three a minute ago. She's the younger sister of Denise Cave. Starred here at Weeping Water for several years before moving on to UNO's basketball program. All right, Tigers basketball. Kirkendall inbounded in backcourt. Gets it inbounds. The ball is stolen away. Brack has it on the baseline. There's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Isabel Armbruster, who just checked in. Arm Rooster picks up her first personal and team foul number one on the Tigers. At the free throw line will be Kelly Brack. Brack, a 5'1 freshman, starting at point guard here, shooting two shots for the Indians. Brack's first free throw was on the way up. It's off. No good. Rolled off the right side of the rim. Couldn't get it to drop. Into the contest for Fall City. Hannah Collier checks into the lineup. Collier checking in, replacing Elise Poppy now for the Tigers. Kelly Brack for her second free throw attempt. The freshman takes aim. The shot is up. This one is good. She got one out of two. And it's 4-0. Wheaton Water on top. Full court pressure by the Indians. Burning on the inbound pass. Timeout taking Fall City to avoid the 5-second count. 5:48 to go first quarter. 4-0. Wheaton Water on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Weeping Water High School. 5:48 to play in the first quarter. The Lady Tigers down 4-0 early in this contest. It'll be Fall City basketball where play is resumed. Coach Andy Armbruster had to call a timeout to help the girls figure out how to deal with this press that Weeping Water is putting on them. Inbounding it, Kirkendall stands on the baseline under the Weeping Water basket against the press. She gets it lobbed in to Maddie Jones. Jones up court with a basketball, guarded closely by Alexis Morganson. Jones dribbles around Morganson, gets the ball up, and she'll be called for carrying the basketball. Turning it over, that'll turn it back once again to the Indians of Weeping Water. Indians basketball, Black on the dribble. Here comes the freshman. The freshman point guard, just 5'1". And that looks like that's on a good day. In the paint, ball is kicked out to Cave for three from the left elbow. It's off, no good. Here's a struggle for the rebound. You have a whistle and a foul called on the Tigers. Pretty sure this is going to go on Maddie Jones. She was in there battling for that rebound. On Maddie, that's her first personal. Team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. Weeping Waters basketball. Bob pass to Cave at the top of the circle to the left side of the lane. Miller in the lineup now. Miller here. Shot on the baseline inside. Put up by Alexis Morganson. Morganson got it to drop, and it's 6-0. Out to an early lead here. The Weeping Water Indians. Ball nearly stolen away. It's loose on the side. Kirkendall gets it back. There's Kirkendall driving, laying up, and good. Nice job on the baseline for Ashley Kirkendall. Coming from left to right in the baseline and laid her off the glass and put it down. Cave with the ball, bounce pass underneath. Shot on the baseline, up and off, no good. Rebound try for follow shot is up. It won't go. Putting the shot back up was Brinkley McAdams, and she will be fouled. We're going to see McAdams at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul's on. Oh, that's on Maddie Jones, her second personal already. So Jones with two personal fouls, and we've only played 3 minutes. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter. McAdams at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. Frankly, McAdams gets the first one. Maddie Jones will set out, and Reese McNeely back onto the floor now for the Lady Tigers. Winkley McAdams, second free throw attempt, coming up for the Lady Indians. It's up and good also, got them both. And the Weeping Water Indians have opened up an 8-2 lead here on Fall City. Here's a reach-in foul, whistle that's going to be called on Winkley McAdams. On McAdams, her first personal, first team foul on the Weeping Water Indians. Full court pressure being applied here now. Into the game for Weeping Water, Samantha Hammonds checks in. Hammonds, 5'5 senior. Full court pressure into Hannah Collier. Collier on the dribble, working against Cave. One-on-one with Cave. Oh, the ball is thrown loose, grabbed up by Armbruster. She gets it across the timeline. Ava Armbruster has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen. Fast break the other direction on the baseline, driving, laying up, in and out of there. Didn't go with the rebound. Pulled down by McNeely. McNeely, outlet pass, gets it out to Ava Armbruster, down court to the right side. Hannah Collier, deep in the corner, baseline, right side of the basket. Collier feeds it back up to Armbruster. They run the weave. Collier in the paint. Free throw line has the ball tipped away. She goes back and dribbles the ball back to the top of the key before handing it off again to Armbruster. Free throw line, Armbruster kicks it to the left side. Kirkendall. Right wing. a rebound to Samantha Hammonds. Hammonds brings the ball down quarter south for the Indians before he gives it off to Cave on the right wing. Allie Cave holds the ball, finds Hammonds in the corner baseline. Hammonds dribbles under the bucket, reverse laying up, off no good, and the rebound taken down by Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster out by pass, gives it to Ava Armbruster down court. Armbruster again hands to Kirkendall at the free throw line. Kirkendall penetrates, kicks it out to the corner for an open look, doesn't take it. The pass comes back to Collier at the top of the circle. Armbruster dribbles deep in the corner right side, now works inside the paint, kicks it back to the right elbow, reaches McNeely. McNeely can't get a shot. This man-to-man defense is really causing issues here for Fall City. Lady Tigers not able to get a look at the basket. It was a man-to-man defense, very much a pressuring defense. They feed it underneath into traffic, but all is tipped away and stolen. On the fast break comes Cade the other direction. Gets it up to Miller now for the right elbow. Miller with the feed to the right side, goes down to Hammonds, ball taken away from Hammonds and stolen, then stolen back on the baseline after the ball is back on the right sideline, and the ball goes out of bounds, touchline by the South City, it'll belong to Weeping Water. Into the game now for the Indians. Checking into the contest is Jillian Rathy. Rathy into the contest. Back onto the floor is Elise Poppy for Fall City. Poppy checking back in. The inbound pass to Morganson. Morganson sets at the top of the circle, dribbles between the rings to the left elbow, finds Ella Cave with the pass in the paint. Miller, left elbow, Brack. Brack in traffic, the little floater's up and off, no good, and there's Kirkendall with the rebound for Fall City. Alpha pass quickly down to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster takes it to the corner. Cave is there to pick her up defensively. Up top, looking for Reese McNeely, the cutter. Down through the paint, can't get it to her. Kirkendall dribbles with the ball to the right side of the free throw circle. Kicks it to the left wing. This is Hannah Collier. Cross court pass near side. Poppy. Poppy can't penetrate up to Armbruster. She looked at the shot, decided to pass it up. Now Collier in the corner right side. A cross court pass in the paint. Jump shot up and on the way. Poppy, get it out of there. Wouldn't fall for Poppy. Rebound going to be pulled out by Jillian Rathy. Rathy outlet pass down court in a hurry to Morganson. Morganson feeds to Kellison Miller. Miller in the paint, Brack. Now Cave with the ball. Cave in the paint, driving, layup floater. Cave up off, no good. Rebound, Cave, follow shot, puts up and good. Well, Cave has 5 points, and it's 10-2, Weeping Water. With their 9-7 record up now early on the Lady Tigers, who came in here 12-5. Fall City's basketball trying to get something going here offensively is Kirkendall. She works to the right side of the free throw lane, took it to the corner baseline down deep to McNeely. Now a skip pass across court, Kirkendall. Underneath, Ava Armbruster, turnaround shot, baseline up, in and out of there. The ball just will not drop for the Lady Tigers. They're getting some good looks at the bucket. Can't get it to fall in the hole. All right, Weeping Water again will set their offense. Kelly Brack, the freshman, has the ball chipped away from her by Ava Armbruster, knocked out of bounds, touch last by Armbruster. It'll stay with Weeping Water. 1:04 to play here in the first quarter, 10-2 now. Weeping Water with the early lead in this ballgame. Cave with the basketball. Ella Cave at the free throw line. She showed the shot, then held it up, and instead passes the ball up to Brack again. There's a pass that's going to go right of the mark to the left side out of bounds. Brack goes for the bucket, just as Kellison Miller let go of the pass and goes out of bounds, and the Tigers will have it. Lady Tigers basketball. Maddie Jones back into the lineup, replacing Reese McNeely. Jones playing now with 2 personal fouls, 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Waiting for the inbound pass from Kirkendall. She's going to have to hurry. Got it into Jones just in time before the 5 count. Jones in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline safely ahead of the 10-second call. Puts it into the corner for an open look 3 that's off the rim. Bounces around and way in. That one bounced around, and then dropped in there for Elise Poppy. Poppy hits the 3 from the corner on the baseline left side. Elise Poppy with her first 3 points of the ball game, and now a steal by Poppy. Poppy just hit the basket, now gets the steal. Brings the ball up court. She's knocked to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Poppy. Good defense by Kelly Brack to come down. She snuck up behind Elise Poppy, tipped the ball away. It went off of Poppy's foot out of bounds, and Weeping Water gets the basketball. Reese McNeely back in now for Maddie Jones with 21 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10-5 your score. Weeping Water up by 5. Indians basketball. Kelly Brack on the dribble. Brack finds Miller with it. Kellison Miller across to Ella Cave. Cave inside Miller. Turn around. Miller shot off the glass. It doesn't go. Nice job on the rebound by Kirkendall. Down court to McNeely. McNeely with 4 seconds launches a long shot off the back of the iron. Rebound, follow shot off him won't go. After one quarter, Weeping Water on top, 10-5. We'll take a 1 minute break. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Blue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit iChamp.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Weeping Water, 10-5 after one quarter, the Weeping Water Lady Indians on top. It'll be Weeping Water basketball as we move into second quarter action. With the dribble is Kelly Brack. Brack 5'1", I mentioned that, and a freshman. She's their point guard, handling the ball up to Ellen Cave. Cave inside the paint. There's a whistle away from the ball. They have a push foul called here, an offensive foul. Going to be called against the Weeping Water Indians. The foul is going to be on Alexis Morganson, her first, team foul number 2 on the Indians. Still the full court pressure being applied by Weeping Water. It's been given the Lady Tigers some fits here. Kirkendall on the dribble in backcourt. Ella Cave with her. Cave tries to knock the ball away from Kirkendall. She gets it across the timeline. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Here's a pass in the paint that's stolen away. Down court it comes to Ella Cave. Cave hesitated for a moment on taking the three. Instead comes to Brack with the pass. Now up top to Morganson. Morganson works to the far side out on the elbow. Wants to penetrate inside the free throw circle at the free throw line. Can't get there. Out to McAdams with her pass. Now it's Ella Cave to the corner. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Lee Poppy. And they're going to say it belongs to Ball City. Poppy tipped it off one of the Weeping Water ladies. Oh, no, now they're going to say it's Weeping Water's ball. Poppy thought it was hers. She lined up to play it inbounds. It'll be Weeping Water's basketball. Miller to inbound the pass to Morganson. Morganson just left of the free throw lane. Across court to Miller once again on the right side with a skip pass. Out of the top of the circle between the rings on the dribble comes Brack. Brack, bounce pass left elbow, Morganson. Skip pass all the way across. Again it goes to Cave. Cave with an open look in the paint. She passed it up to Brack. Brack with a floater on the baseline. It's off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Brinkley McAdams. McAdams with her first field goal. She now has 4 points. Have left of a pair of free throws she made earlier. And with 6:41 to go here in the first half, 12-5. Weeping Water up by 7 now over the Lady Tigers. Fall City's basketball inbounding it. Ava Armbruster in the corner on the baseline under the Weeping Water basket. Armbruster gets it into Jones. Back to Armbruster, and she'll push it down court to the right wing with the pass to finds Kirkendall with the basketball. Ashley Kirkendall. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. She needs help. Has the ball stolen away from her. It's loose, flipped out of there. Grabbed up by Emily Ridge. Long down court pass. Fast break off the glass. Up and good. Carlson Miller with her first 2 points. Time out taking Fall City. 6:18 to play first half. It's 14-5. Weeping Water on top. Take a 30-second. With the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatuba, back with you here at Weeping Water. 6 minutes, 18 seconds to play. First half, Weeping Water leading Indians, leading Fall City 14-5. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer tonight at the KTNC studios for tonight's presentation. A reminder, it's a doubleheader, the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. Tigers looking to try and pick up their seventh win of the season. They come in at 6-11. Weeping Water just 2-11 on the year, so Tigers hoping to get a win here tonight. Full court pressure again on Fall City as they inbound the pass. Comes right back to Ava Armbruster after he tosses it into Kirkendall. Now Armbruster, lob pass, moving into Maddie Jones in the paint. Jones moves to the hoop, goes up with a jump shot on the baseline, off the glass, up and good. Maddie Jones going to work, gets her first 2 points. And the score now 14-7. Weeping Water has the score doubled up on the Lady Tigers. Cade gives it to the left side. Here's a long two that's up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Maddie Jones. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Indians. We'll see when they face it here. That foul is going to be called on Emily Ridge. On Ridge, her first personal team foul number 3 on the Indians. 5:55 to go, first half, 14-7. Weeping Water on top. The inbound pass. They get it tossed in to Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster tries to put a pass up the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. The foul is on Kelly Brack. On Brack, her first. Team foul number 4 now on Weeping Water with 5:47 to go in the first half. Inbounding it will be Armbruster on the baseline. Tosses into Maddie Jones. Down court it goes. Kirkendall, 2-on-2, fast break, feet underneath the basket. Oh, she had McNeely under there. Here's a shot, follow shot, put back up and off, no good. That shot by Isabel Armbruster off the rebound, and now a double dribble is going to be called on Weeping Water and turn the ball right back to the Lady Tigers of Fall City. 5:34 to go in the first half. 14-7, Weeping Water up by 7. Fall City's basketball. They're going to play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Reese McNeely will toss it in on the baseline. Now Kirkendall instead steps under there, and she will inbound it. Kirkendall will toss the pass inbounds. Running out of time. High lob pass to Armbruster. She goes up and gets it over the top of the 5'1" Kelly Brack. Armbruster in the corner. Ava Armbruster feeds it to Jones. Right side. There's Kirkendall in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Ashley Kirkendall with her second bucket of the night. She's got 4 points. And the lead is down to 5 now, 14-9. Fall City fighting their way back into this thing, trying to drive into the paint. The ball is loose. It's going to go off the hands of Reese McNeely out of bounds. Driving the baseline, or driving the lane, was Brinkley McAdams. Lady Tigers did a good job of stripping her of the basketball, but McNeely could not quite find the handle, and it went out of bounds off of her. Here's an inbound pass to Miller in the paint. Miller with a floater off the glass, up and good. Kellison Miller has her second basket. She's got 4 now. That makes it 16-9. The lead is back to 7. Full court press. Ava Armbruster breaks the press, gets it into full court. She'll be hammered out near the free throw line. This foul is going to be called on Kelly Brack. On Brack, her second personal team foul number 5 on Weeping Water. 4:52 to go, first half. 16-9. Lady Tigers trail. Fall City to inbound it. High lob pass coming in. Picking it up is Armbruster. Ava Armbruster will set the offense. Working against the man-to-man defense to Maddie Jones in the paint. Across to the right side. Open look. Kirkendall from the right wing, 10 feet out. Couldn't hit it. Rebound taken down by Miller. Miller. Fast break into forecourt to the right wing. Goes over to Morganson. Almost lost it out of bounds on the right elbow. Morganson comes up with the loose basketball. Feeds it to Cade. Driving layup up off. No good. Loose ball. Reese McNeely gets the steal. McNeely comes up with a rebound. Outlet pass to Armbruster. Armbruster into the corner right side. Now to Isabel Armbruster in the base. Maddie Jones with a turnaround shot in the lane. Couldn't hit it. Maddie Jones had a good look there in the paint, but couldn't get it to fall. Weeping Water quickly down court. Right side is Brack in the paint. Brack tries to take the ball to the hoop, and she will be fouled. We're going to put Kelly Brack at the free throw line. Brack is currently 1 out of 2 from the line thus far. Wait to see who they post the foul on here for Fall City. Looks like Ava Armbruster picks up her first personal team foul number 4. At the free throw line, Kelly Brack. First shot is up and good. She's now hit 2 out of 3 from the line. in comes Anna Collier now for Fall City. Collier checks in, replacing Ava Armbruster for the Leading Tigers. Kelly Brack ready for her second free throw of two. This one is up. It's good also. She's now hit three out of four. Freshman has 3 points in the full court. Rebound pass stolen. Shot off the glass. No. Ball tipped around and grabbing it up is Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall lost it. Sit down to McNeely. McNeely down court. Finds Hannah Collier. Collier driving baseline left side in the paint. Driving layup up. Got it. Hannah Collier with a nice spin move in the lane. Went between defenders and Collier laid it off the glass and dropped it down. Grandma Susie, listen careful at home. That was a nice looking shot. There's a shot from the right elbow. A three that's up and good by Alexis Morganson. Morganson nailed a three from the right side very quickly down the court to answer. 3:25 to go here in the first half. 21-11. The lead is 10 for Weeping Water. Down court with the dribble is Elise Poppy. Poppy comes to the near side to Hannah Collier. Collier goes into the corner with her pass, finds Kirkendall. Kirkendall backs it out between the rings, across court pass left side, Poppy. Poppy down deep, baseline left side of the basket, can't get to the hoop. Again, they come with it on to Kirkendall, out to Hannah Collier. Collier goes to the right side. She puts a jump shot up that's off the glass, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Weeping Water. On the fast break, the other direction is Ella Cave. Cave will set it up at the top of the key. Passes the ball up top now. Miller finds Cave again on the left elbow. She just holds the ball high above her head. Anna Collier comes out to Challenger. Now the pass to Brack in the corner. Cave across court pass right side. Here's a shot up and off. No good. Rebound Anna Collier. Collier's double team, but did a good job of getting rid of the basketball. Gets the outlet pass out to Poppy. Poppy down court to Kirkendall. Kirkendall with the ball. Holds it a moment. On the left wing, just holding the ball above her head. Kirkendall now decides to take a couple of dribbles and work to the free throw line. Right side, Poppy for three. It's short off the rim. And high up there to get the rebound again. It's Kellison Miller at 5'11". Miller will bring the ball down court herself. Gives it to Brack in the corner for three. Shot is up and good. Hitting the shot deep down in the corner. Kelly Brack, the freshman, now has 6 points, and she nailed the three, and it's 24-11. Biggest lead yet for Weeping Water, up by 13 points. Lady Tigers come on the attack here now. All the way in goes Kirkendall for a driving layup. She stripped at the basketball, has it knocked out of bounds, touched last by Weeping Water. Substitutes in now for the Indians. Jillian Rathy back onto the floor. Samantha Hammonds also. Rathy, a 5'8 junior. Hammonds, 5'5 and a senior. Checking back into the lineup for Weeping Water. It'll be Lady Tigers basketball. Reese McNeely inbounds it. Jones under the basket. Shot is up over the top. No, couldn't get it. But the rebound comes down to Poppy. Follow shot. Poppy shot is up. It won't go. Two blank, point blank ring shots there for the Tigers. Neither one would drop in the hole. Fall City on the cold side of things here as far as their offensive shooting in the first half of this ballgame. They trail 24-11. With the ball is Morganson now for Weeping Water. Her pass to Brack in the corner on the right side of the basket. At the free throw line, Brack kicks it around to Cave on the left elbow for three, up and off, no good. Rebound Poppy. Poppy outlet pass down court to Armbruster. Armbruster, Ava Armbruster with the dribble this time. Inside the paint, Jones. Jones wants to go to the hoop. Feeds it back to Armbruster. Laying up and good off the glass. Jones with the assist. Ava Armbruster with the basket. 24-13, the lead back down to 11. Under a minute to play here in the first half. 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Big collision on the baseline, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Tigers, and that's on Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones has just picked up her third personal foul with 46 seconds to go, still here in the first half. That's bad news for Fall City to have Maddie Jones, one of the leading scorers, in foul trouble. Jones will go to the bench. And checking in to replace her, I think McNeely must be coming back in. Now Collier will set out, and in to replace Collier comes Isabella Armbruster. Isabella Armbruster on the floor. Weeping Waters basketball from the corner, a three. Up and good. Hitting the three is Alexis Morganson, her second three-pointer of the night. It's 27-13, Weeping Water. More than doubled up the score now on the Lady Tigers with 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Ava Armbruster, right wing with the dribble. Left-handed dribble in the paint, driving toward the basket, can't get it, and suddenly kick it out to Kirkendall. Kirkendall works to the right side of the basket, clears it back to the top of the key to the side. On the wing, arm booster. Right side, jump shot for two. Up and off, no good by Poppy. Rebound brought down by LK. Game on the fast break. Has 5 seconds to work. A three from the corner. Left side is off the rim and doesn't go. Rebound for the city. There's a buzzer. And after half, the Weeping Water Indians leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City. Your halftime score, Weeping Water 27 and Fall City 13. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
S&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from S&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years of experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School. It's halftime. The Weeping Water Lady Indians leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 27-13 on halftime score. Time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, as we said, 27-13, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual scoring here. First of all, for Weeping Water, they're led at halftime by Alexis Morganson. Morganson has 8 points in the ballgame, a pair of trays and a deuce. Adding 6 points is their freshman point guard, Kelly Brack. 5 points for Ella Cave. Kellison Miller chipped in 4, and Brinkley McAdams had 4 points for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Weeping Water made 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers, not a lot to talk about here. Ashley Kirkendall leads the way with 4 points. Elise Poppy has 3. Hannah Collier. Maddie Jones has 2. And Ava Armbruster with 2. With 13. The Lady Tigers did not shoot any free throws in the first half of the ballgame. So your halftime score, Weeping Water 27 and Fall City 13. Don't forget, this is the half of it. We've got the boys' varsity game coming up after this, Fall City and Weeping Water. This has been your halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. Right now, we're going to step aside for 2 minutes. It's some important sponsor information. That'll be followed by an update on the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. So don't go away. Lots more basketball coming up. You're listening to Fall City Tigers Basketball on KTNC.
Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Marvin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marvin
City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or West and Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in your store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Mild temperatures are going to be replaced by cold temperatures Saturday night all the way through Monday evening. Now below zero wind chills are expected Saturday night and Sunday night with the passage of this cold front. We have another weather system that will also bring a slight chance for some light snow to the area Monday night. We have mainly cloudy skies, temperatures upper 20s, south winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine, temperatures warm to the upper 30s and then fall to the 20s. Northeast winds gusting up to 30, 7 in cloud cover Saturday night, very breezy conditions. We'll keep those breezy north winds on Sunday, partial sunshine, upper teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 37 degrees.
Julie Seda, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Weeping Water High School, where it's halftime. The Weeping Water Lady Indians leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 27-13, our halftime score. Lady Tigers having a dickens of a time with this Weeping Water defense, just really having a problem getting a good look at the bucket. And honestly, when they did, down inside the paint, what I call the bunnies, a couple of what would appear to be to the side, and as a result, Lady Tigers down 27-13. Don't forget, boys varsity basketball coming up after this. The 6-11 Tigers taking on the 2-11 Weeping Water Indians. Weeping Water, a Class D1 school playing in the ECNC Conference. Part of the ECNC along with Fall City and a lot of other schools in the area, Johnson County Central included. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to move into second half action. The basketball will belong to Fall City to be in this third quarter. Inbounding it will be Kirkendall at midcourt against full court pressure. That's what they've been facing all night. Here's the inbound pass. They get it in through Ava Armbruster to the right side. Back to Kirkendall on the elbow. Maddie Jones at the top of the key. Around the horn to the left wing. Elise Poppy with the basketball. Raw pass inside. Stolen away. With the steal is Kelly Brack. Brack down court to the corner. Baseline underneath the key. Back to Brack. Penetrates to the paint. Now puts it back to the top of the circle. Gives it up to Miller. To the right side. This is Brack again. Brack in traffic. Oh, nice pass to the right side by Brack. Shot is up and off. Won't go down. Shot put up by McAdams. Ball is loose on the floor. Timeout taken. Weeping Water to preserve the possession. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Coach Ashley Jorgen decided to burn a timeout there and preserve the possession. Familiar face on the bench down there coaching. One of the assistant coaches here at Weeping Water is Alyssa Frederick, a Fall City High School graduate and former athlete at Fall City. She's an assistant basketball coach and teaches here at Weeping Water. Alyssa Frederick, we had a chance to say hi to her earlier here before the game started. Back to live action. It'll be Fall City's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Kirkendall. She'll come down to set it up offensively against this pressuring man-to-man defense. Weeping Water, very, very effective with this man-to-man defense. Now Ella Cave comes out onto Poppy. Oh, they feed it to the left side. Here's a shot off the glass, up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall with the first 2 points of the second half. She has 6 points now. It's 27-15. Driving layup on the other side. That's up and off, no good. Follow shot. Try for tip in. Doesn't go. McNeely with the rebound. McNeely outlet pass. Gets it out to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster down court. Guarded closely by Brack. To the near side. Finds Poppy. Lob pass inside. There's Jones moving to the hoop for a lay-in. Up and good. Maddie Jones lays it off the glass. Her second bucket of the night. She has 4 points. And the Lady Tigers have cut the 14-point deficit down to 10 now. 27-17. Driving layup on the other end, up and off, no good, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the baseline, called on the Tigers. I think it's going to go, I'm not going to speculate, we'll wait until they put it up here. It's going to go on Reese McNeely, it'll be her first personal at the free throw line, Brinkley McAdams. McAdams 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight, has 4 points, first shot is up, it's short, off the front of the rim. Weeping Water went 5 for 6 from the line in the first half. Paul Sidney did not shoot a free throw in the first half of the ballgame. Franklin McAdams, second free throw is on the way. This one is off also. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Jones. Jones with the outlet pass down court. Driving shot off the glass. No rebound. Kirkendall. Photo shot put back up and good. Ashley Kirkendall gets it down, and the Lady Tigers have opened with a 6-0 run to start this third quarter. They've got the lead down to 8 now after trailing by 14 at halftime. There's a shot from the right side for 2. Up and good by Cave. Ella Cave answers with a bucket of her own. Now the inbound pass, a whistle and a foul called on the baseline. The foul is going to be on Brack. That's her third personal, team foul number 1 of the half for the Weeping Water Indians. Waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it in. It's tipped around. Rebound pulled down. Shot is up. No. Whistle foul. And we're going to be shooting 2 shots at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first personal, team foul number 1 of the half on Fall City. Wish I could tell you who's at the line, but the ponytail is covered. Okay, there it is. That's Miller. ponytail, covering up the jersey number completely. Miller's first free throw is up and good for Kellison Miller. She now has 5 points in the game. Makes it 30-19. The lead is back up once again to 11. Miller, second free throw is up. This one is off, no good. A quick collision on the rebound underneath. And we're going to have a foul called on Weeping Water. Okay. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Boy, that was a major collision out of there getting after that ball. Jillian Rathe is called for her first personal team foul, number 2. Full court pressure. Inbound pass comes into Jones. She dribbles out of congestion. Brings the ball down toward herself. Maddie Jones pushes it to the right side. Jump shot right side. McNeely up and off the wood. Rebound Kirkendall. Follow shot. It won't go. And the rebound pulled down again by Miller. Weeping Water controlling the boards, especially on defense here. Very few second attempts for Fall City. There's a traveling or double dribble call on the other end. Double dribble called against Weeping Water's Kelly Brack. That'll turn it back over again to the Lady Tigers. Inbounding it on the side and backcourt will be Armbruster. Gets it down into forecourt to Maddie Jones. Jones has a one-on-one situation. Beat underneath to McNeely, and McNeely! Follow shot, put back up and good. She got missed it the first time, but Reese stayed with it and got the put back and got it down. Back to a 9-point ball game, 30-21. Lady Tigers trying to fight back into this thing. A lot of time left. We're at 5:10 to go in the third quarter. On the right side, this is Brack. Brack at the free throw line. Had a look, passed it up. Ball was loose, punched out of there, goes out of bounds. And that's why for the Tigers. Fall City fans disagree with that. On the baseline, it'll stay with the Weeping Water Indians. So Weeping Water will inbound it on the corner. Baseline under their own basket. They get it in to Cave. Cave in the paint. Feeds it back to the baseline. Ball tipped away down there by Isabel Armbruster, who's in the game. Here's Cave for a long three. Up and off, no good. Isabel Armbruster battles for that rebound with Brack. Now they put it inside to Miller. Out to Brack for three from the right side. It's off. And the rebound to Maddie Jones. Jones from down court to the right side. Underneath, driving, laying up. Armbruster got it. Isabel Armbruster with a nice feed there from Maddie Jones. And it's a 7-point ball game. The lead has been cut in half. Here's a rebound. Maddie Jones. Outlet pass down court with it. Is Armbruster. Abel Armbruster driving way in. Has a shot blocked out of bounds. Good defense down there by Miller. So Fall City, who trailed by 14 at halftime, they were down 13-27, are now within a 7-point differential here at 30-23. So they've had a good run here. Up within 7. Here's an inbound pass. Shot is up and good. Actually, Kirkendall. Kirkendall in double figures has 10 points, and it's a 5-point ball game. 30-25 now. There's a timeout going to be taken by Weeping Water. Fall City has closed it within 5 at 30-25. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula with you in Weeping Water. Aaron Wisdom back at our studios. Aaron Wisdom, just a message to pass along to you. Hear a little bit of housekeeping. If you could possibly turn the feed down just a little. Coming to us awfully hot during the commercial breaks. Thank you, Aaron. 4:11 to go, third quarter. 30-25, Fall City, after being down by 14 at halftime, are now back within 5 points. A nice comeback thus far for the Lady Tigers. Let's see if it can continue after that timeout by Weeping Water. Indians basketball back to live action. Miller will inbound it. To the top of the key it comes to Brack. Man-to-man defense for Fall City. Brack with a bounce pass to the left elbow. Back to Miller. She can't get to the baseline. Nothing there. Now on the left elbow with it. Cave, top of the circle. They come up to McAdams with the ball. Brack it up and off. No good. The ball got away out of bounds. Fall City tipped the glass. Indians agree with that. Tiger fans think maybe it ought to be Fall City's ball. That's not unusual to hear a difference of opinion on the two cheering sides. There's a lap pass. Comes into McAdams. In the paint. Norris shot is up. Blocked away nicely by Kirkendall, and Kirkendall with the steal. Kirkendall trapped in the corner. Ball is loose. Coming out is Jones. Across court pass. Stolen away. Coming up with it now. Armbruster into four court right side. Under the basket. Isabel Armbruster. Shot up and good. Fast break for Isabel Armbruster. It's a three-point ball game. 30-27. What a comeback thus far. There's a long three off the rim that doesn't go in. Fall City with a rebound. Matty Jones comes up with a basketball. Gets it out to Armbruster. Down court. Underneath the basket. In traffic. Moving up is Kirkendall. Fall away shot. Up and off. No good in the rebound. Boy, they had a chance to get within one there. The rebound pulled down by Hammonds. Hammonds with the outlet pass. And Weeping Water comes on the attack. Brack in the paint. Up to Cave, around the horn, left elbow. With the ball is McAdams. Falling to the floor, there's a driving layup. McAdams up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back McAdams. It's off, no good. Got a rebound again. To the right side underneath, trying a reverse lay-in. Out of the corner for three. Shot is up and good for three from the left side. And hitting the three was Alexis Morganson. And that was a huge bucket for Weeping Water. Now the official stopped play to have a discussion here about something. A technical foul is called on the Fall City bench. Fall City's bench has been called for a technical. I'm not sure what Coach Armbruster was so displeased about. Apparently he felt there was a travel before that three-pointer was launched. So he will be asked to have a seat and assess the technical foul. At the line is Alexis Morganson. To shoot the technical here. She's not been to the line yet tonight. Free throw is on the way up, and it is short. Off the front of the rim, couldn't get it. Keep in mind, it's just a 6-point ball game, 33-27. Carlson was back within three before that Alexis Morganson three-pointer. Second shot is up and good for Alexis Morganson. Makes it a 7-point ball game. And, of course, the basketball will now belong to Weeping Water. So a costly technical foul there. On the bench for Fall City. Inbounding the pass will be Kelson Miller. Miller to toss it in. And a whistle and a foul immediately on the inbound pass on Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster picks up her second personal, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. 2 minutes, 34 seconds to play third period. It's been an exciting quarter of basketball here as Fall City went from 14 down to get within three before that three-pointer, that dagger to the heart from the corner. Here's the ball tipped away out of bounds. Isabel Armbruster touched it last, though. It'll stay with Weeping Water. Lady Indians will inbound in at midcourt. Callison Miller will inbound the pass. Flop pass up. Stolen away. Cave has it back. Now it goes to Morganson into forecourt. Morganson to the right side, in the paint. Driving lay-in up, half no good. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good. On the putback was Callison Miller. Miller now with 7 points, and it's 36-27. The lead is back to nine. Tigers had it rolling there for a minute. Momentum is now switched back to Weeping Water. They try to lob the pass into Jones. Matty Jones will be fouled as they try to inbound it to her. Fouls on Alexis Morganson, her second personal, team foul number three on Weeping Water. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, 36-27. The lead is nine. Tigers with the inbound off the back. Shot is up. Kirkendall almost pulled that off. She put it off the back of the defender, got it back herself, tried to lay it off the glass and missed the lay-in underneath uncontested. Rebound comes down to Weeping Water, chasing the ball across midcourt. Tiger fans moving over and back. There's a three from the top of the circle. Hitting the three from the top of the key was Kellison Miller after an obvious over and back there by the Weeping Water Indians. In the paint, Armbruster goes up with a shot. She's stripped of the basketball. Ball is grabbed up by McAdams. McAdams' outlet pass gives it back up to Kellison Miller. 39-27. The lead is back up to 12. It was 13 at halftime. Now underneath the basketball, stolen away. Fast break the other way. Comes Armbruster. She falls to the floor, loses a handle on it. Trying to save it was Jones from going out of bounds, but he got out of bounds on the baseline and belonged to Weeping Water. 1:08 to go in the quarter. Off the bench for Fall City comes Elise Poppy into the lineup. Poppy checks in and will replace Ava Armbruster, who will take a breather. 1:08 to play in the third quarter. 39-27, Weeping Water by 12. Well, that was quite a comeback there in the first portion of this third period, but it kind of fizzled out. Now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster just picked up her third personal foul. That's three on Isabel. And it'll be Weeping Waters basketball. Now we'll see Hannah Collier into the lineup, replacing Armbruster. Isabel Armbruster comes out with three personals. Hannah Collier checks into the lineup for Fall City. Collier, defensively, running down with Brack down that left sideline. Brack feeds it to Miller. Miller dribbles across to the near side, working as Hammonds into the corner, baseline right side, back to Brack at the top of the key. Around the horn, it comes up top to McAdams. McAdams moving toward the basket to the top of the circle. Again, McAdams gets the ball right back with 38 seconds to go. Weeping Water apparently going to play for one here. Dribbling to the corner is Morganson. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up and off. No. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go. And the rebound to Maddie Jones. Jones outlet pass to Hannah Collier. Collier across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Her pass is tipped away and stolen by Weeping Water. Back the other direction with 15 seconds to go in the quarter comes Weeping Water. Hammonds on the dribble to the left side. There's a long three, left elbow. That's off, no good. Rebound, Weeping Water. No, taken away by Collier. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Hannah Collier, jump shot before the buzzer. Off the rim, doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. And there's the buzzer after three quarters. It's Weeping Water 39, Fall City 27. We're back in 1 minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Salem Grain coming with facilities in Fall City. Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School, 39-27. Our score after three quarters, Weeping Water up by 12. Fall City trailed by 13 at halftime, got back within three there momentarily, and now are down by 12 as we move into the fourth quarter. Weeping Water Indians basketball, Hammonds on the baseline, lost it for a moment, gets the ball back up to McAdams at the top of the key, out of bounds, tipped away by Fall City. Special treat for you coming up between our girls and boys team. We're going to have a special guest stopping by, representing the Fall City cheerleader, the cheer squad, Mateo Wilcox, is going to come by and visit with us. So you want to stay tuned between games for our conversation with Matea, talking all about the cheerleaders. Here's a steal coming up with it. Fall City driving lay-in. Maddie Jones couldn't get it to fall. Jones had a layup from the left side of the basket, and it would not drop. The rebound goes back to Weeping Water. Another scoring opportunity. We got away for the Lady Tigers. That trip down with it. Cave with the ball at the top of the circle to the right side. Or no, that's McAdams with the ball. I'm sorry. Bounce pass inside the paint. It's kicked away. Now it's going to go out of bounds off the foot of Elise Poppy. Poppy lost control of the ball here. Here's Ashley Kirkendall will check back into the lineup now for Elise Poppy for Fall City. So on the floor, you've got Jones, McNeely, Kirkendall, along with the two Armbrusters. That's who's on the floor right now. With the ball in the corner is Brack. Trapped down there by Armbruster. Brack gets the ball out. We've got a whistle and a foul called on the Lady Tigers. The foul is going to be on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her second personal. Team foul number 5 now on the Tigers. 7:03 to play in the fourth quarter. Opening minute of the final stanza here. 39-27. The lead is 12 for Weeping Water. Lady Indians basketball, Kellison Miller, has it tipped away from her by actually Kirkenball, but Kirkenball touched it last before it went out of bounds and stayed with Weeping Water. To inbound it is Miller. Miller to toss it in. Comes to the far side, Hammonds. Samantha Hammonds, she picks up her dribble at the free throw line and now gives the ball again to Miller. Miller can't get down the lane. Good defense by Kirkendall to take that away from her. Hammonds in traffic, moves to the hoop, falls to the floor, should be called for traveling. Turnover gives the ball back once again to Fall City. Off the bench, now comes Ella Cave into the lineup. Cave, the 5'8 junior. She checks in to replace Samantha Hammonds for Weeping Water. 6:35 to go in the ballgame. 39-27. The lead is 12. Here's an inbound pass. Tipped away, out of bounds, and it's going to be Fall City's basketball. They will play it in underneath the Weeping Water basket against full court pressure. Ava Armbruster to try and inbound it here. People jumping up in front of her. Armbruster gets it inbound to Kirkendall. Kirkendall, guarded by Kate, brings it down court, sets up the offense on the near side. To the top of the circle, the pass to Ava Armbruster, looking for Jones in the paint on the cutter. Can't get it to her. Armbruster launches a three that's short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Callie Brack. Brack approaches the midcourt line, kicks it back to Miller. Miller guarded by Kirkendall in the forecourt to Cave. This is Ella Cave on the right wing. Ella passed up a shot there. She had a look, got away from Kirkendall momentarily. Ball tipped away from Brack on the baseline. Good defense by Ava Armbruster to stop the drive, knock the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Weeping Water. Brack to inbound it with 6:01 to go in the ballgame. To the left elbow, there's a long three from the left side that's off, no good, and there with the rebound, down court comes Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster feeds it to Maddie Jones to the corner, McNeely. Now Kirkendall pulls in for a little jumper off the glass, up and good. Nice move by Ashley Kirkendall. She has 12 points in the game tonight. Ashley's having a good ball game here. And we're back to a 10-point ball game, 39-29. 5:36 to go in the game. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good. Armbruster with the rebound, then a reach-in foul is going to be called. The foul was on Brinkley McAdams, her second personal. Team foul number 5, I believe. Check that. That's a fourth team foul. Fall City will have the basketball. Ava Armbruster will inbound it on the baseline under the Weeping Water basket against full-court pressure. Armbruster lobs it up top high. Comes to Jones. Fast break. Maddie Jones one-on-one. Pulls up, shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move there. Maddie Jones has 6 points, and it's 39-31. Here come the Tigers again, back within eight. Baseline right side, shot up and off. No, that doesn't go. Right for follow shot won't go by Brack, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Brack will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Fall City's Reese McNeely, her third personal. Kelly Brack has hit 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. She has 6 points in the ballgame. Rico was up and good. Make that 4 out of 5 and now has 7 in the contest. Puts the lead back to 9 at 40-31. Lady Tigers seem to be mounting another run here. Second free throw is up. It's good also. A pair of free throws for the freshman. She's now hit 5 out of 6 from the line and has 8 points in the game. Fall City down quickly, trailing by 10. Here's Kirkendall for 3 off the back of the iron. No. And the ball is chased after, going out of bounds off of Weeping Water. Isabel Armbruster was down there battling with Jillian Rathy for that loose ball. Rathy trusted last. It'll stay with Fall City. Kirkendall to inbound it under her own basket. Stands on the baseline right side. Lobs it into McNeely. Right back to Kirkendall. Off the glass. And she's fouled. Ashley Kirkendall on the give back from McNeely. Got the ball off the glass. Got it to go. And drew the personal foul. She will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Alexis Morganson. Her third team foul. Number 5. At the line. Ashley Kirkendall for the and one. It's up. It's off the iron. No. Couldn't get it to fall. 8-point ball game, 41-33, a lot of time left, 4:57 on the clock. Lady Tigers down by 8. They've battled back before from the 14-point deficit. Let's see what they can do here late in the ball game. This is Ella Cave dribbling into the paint. Cave couldn't get a look at the basket. They feed the ball to the corner, floated off the left side, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Kelly Brack, the freshman. Brack in double figure. She's got 10 points now, the point guard, at 5. 5'1", Monty. She's down there scoring under the basket. And all those defenders, 5'1" tall, and still gets the shot off. Here's a ball tipped away out of bounds by Fall City. It'll stay with Weeping Water with 4:29 to play. Inbound the pass into Brack. Brack, a good little ball handler, freshman basketball point guard. Pass comes to her teammate Morganson on the right wing in the corner. Too tall out of bounds. Fall City will get the ball back. Lady Tigers will have the ball back with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ballgame. 43-33. The lead is 10 for Weeping Water. Here's Elise Poppy back into the ballgame now for Isabel Armbruster. Poppy back onto the floor. Inbounding the pass, Kirkendall in the corner. Gets it to Armbruster, right back to Kirkendall. She'll push it up the court. 4:12 to go. Tigers within reach here, down by 10. They need to score and score rather quickly. In the corner, Kirkendall lobs it inside to Jones, feeds back to Kirkendall. Kirkendall can't get a shot in the paint. Top of the key, Armbruster for three. Nope, it's short. And the rebound taken down by McAdams. McAdams outlet pass goes to Brack with the ball, and Brack will set the offense. Brack gives to Cave. Top of the circle now, and there is Jillian Rathy handling the ball. Bounce pass from Rathy goes to Brack. It's obvious a Weeping Water wants to let the air out of the ball here a little bit with a 10-point lead and 3.5 minutes to play. They're running that weave at the top of the key to just run clock. Now a Cave with the ball up top again. Now a whistle and a foul. The reach-in is going to be called on the Tigers. This foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her second personal. And that's team foul number 8. So we're in the 1-1. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1 will be Ella Cave. She's not been to the line yet tonight. She has 7 points in the ballgame. Ella Cave, shooting 1-1 for Weeping Water. Looks to the basket. Her shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. The rebound pulled down into the basket by Maddie Jones. Jones with the board and the outlet pass in the forecourt. Lady Tigers with the basketball. Baseline left side. Lob pass looking for Jones underneath the ball. Stolen away by Brack. Brack with the basketball. Down to 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go here. A 10-point ball game. Lady Tigers trailing 43-33. On the dribble to the right side is Cave. Cave, across court pass, finds McAdams. Lady Tigers in this man-to-man defense. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Weeping Water with 2:56 to go in the ballgame. 43-33. Lady Tigers down by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the clock on the wall here at Weeping Water High School shows 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's a 10-point contest, 43-33. Weeping Water up by 10, and it's been kind of a seesaw battle here. Weeping Water has been in command throughout, but Ball City's made a couple of serious runs on them here. Got back within 3 at one point there in the third quarter. All right, the ball is tipped away momentarily. Good job by Kirkendall defensively, regaining possession is Alexis Morganson. A cross-court pass, Morganson gives it to Brack. Kelly Brack dribbling around defenders, now picks up her dribble. Ball is tipped away, but grabbed up, and then we'll have an over-and-back ball on Weeping Water. Fall City will have the ball at midcourt with 2:36 to play, down by 10. Back up off the bench comes Kellison Miller. In the lineup, Miller's played well. 5'11 sophomore. She did not start the ballgame, but gosh, she's got 10 points, double figures, lots of rebounds. Here's an inbound pass. They tried to get to Jones, and the aforementioned Miller tips it away. Jones steals it back and takes it for a lay-in. But we've got a whistle and a stoppage in play. The official's going to sort this thing out and say the ball belongs to Fall City. Nobody here knows for sure what took place, so there's no foul. Tigers don't have it. Inbounding it underneath the basket. Jones loose to the basket on Miller. Turnaround shot. Has the ball stripped away and taken away by Cave. Valley Cave with Lucille. 2 minutes, 23 seconds to go in the ball game. As Ella Cave dribbles in the fourth quarter, she travels with the ball. And we'll turn it back over to Fall City. Lady Tigers are getting their opportunities, though. Jillian Rappi back in the lineup now. Rappi checking in for Ella Cave on defense. We're going to have a timeout taken here by Fall City with 2 minutes 19 seconds to go in the ballgame. 43-33 our score. Tigers trail by 10. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to the Food State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Katuma back with you here at Weeping Water High School, the first half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the ballgame, 43-33, Weeping Water with a 10-point advantage over the Lady Tigers. Tigers came in with the better record of the two. Fall City came in at 12-5. Weeping Water playing a D1 schedule. Basically, they have a 9-7 record coming into this one. But really, they jumped out early 10-5 in the first quarter. Weeping Water really never looked back. They led throughout the entire ballgame. Fall City with the basketball, running out of time here, down by 10. Kirkendall has it to the left side, gives to Ava Armbruster for three. Armbruster got it. Ava Armbruster hits the three from the corner, trims the lead back down to 7. Full court pressure here now by the Lady Tigers. A whistle and a turnover. Tigers are going to get the basketball back. Traveling is going to be called. Fall City will have it under their own basket. Reese McNeely will inbound it. No, now Kirkendall will come in and bound it. She will stand to the left side of the room, back corner of the baseline. Down by 7. Here come the Lady Tigers again. Kirkendall, wow, pass way up top. Gets it up to Poppy, has the ball stolen away. With the steal is Jillian Rappi. Rappi feeds it up to Brack, and that's a tough break there. The Lady Tigers had another opportunity to really turn the tide here. Now the ball gets away and saved from going out of bounds. They flip it inbounds back to Miller. Miller, a cross-court pass, top of the key to Kelly Brack. Tigers giving chase in the man-to-man defense. Brack hands to Miller again. They just play catch with it. Into the corner right side. Crowding down there. Finally, a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul's going to be on Elise Poppy. Poppy picks up her second personal. Poppy comes out of the ballgame. And we'll see who comes in to replace her here. I think Isabel Armbruster back on the floor. At the free throw line is Alexis Morganson. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. And she has 12 points in the game. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. She'll get a second shot. That makes it 44-38. The lead is back to 8 points. Clock is down to 1:28 to go now. Don't forget the boys' varsity game coming up after this. Second shot for Morganson is up. It's good also. She hit them both. Huge disparity in free throws tonight. Fall City has shot 1 free throw all night long, closer to 15 or 20 free throws for Weeping Water here. Here's a 3 on the way. Armbruster off. Able Armbruster. Rebound Jones. Bounce pass right side. Jones gives it to Isabel Armbruster for the whistle and a foul. Under the basket, going to be called on Weeping Water. It'll be Fall City's basketball. The foul is going to be on Jillian Rappi, her second personal. Team foul number 6. On the baseline, Kirkendall with the inbound pass comes back to Kirkendall. She dribbles underneath for the lay-in off the glass up and good. Actually, Kirkendall has had a big night. She's got 16 points in the ballgame. 1:03 to go, a 7-point ballgame. Brown court pass to the left side. Slowing things down now is Weeping Water. Kelly Brack with the dribble to Miller. Miller's trapped in the corner. Miller needs help. Miller wants to get rid of the ball. Now timeout taking Weeping Water to preserve the possession with 50 seconds to go. It's 45-38. Fall City back within 7. We'll step aside for half a minute. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Less than a minute to play in this one, 50 seconds to go. It's 45-38, Weeping Water with a 7-point lead. And I believe the Indians are going to have the basketball when play is resumed. Coach Jorgen took a timeout here to preserve the possession when one of her girls was trapped over here in the corner near the midcourt line. So Weeping Water will inbound it with 50 seconds on the clock and a 7-point lead. Pressure being applied man-to-man by Ball City. The inbound pass, immediately we have a foul. Foul's going to be called on Kirkendall. On Ashley, that's her first foul. And stepping to the free throw line, as soon as her ponytail moves, I'll tell you. I believe that's Morganson, perhaps Miller. We'll have to wait until the ponytail moves. Shot is on the way up, short, off the front of the rim, couldn't get it. That's Miller at the line. Ellison Miller. She'll have another shot coming here. 5-2, hard to tell under that ponytail. Second shot is up and good. Got that one to fall, so she made 1 out of 2. She's now 2 out of 3 from the night. 45 seconds to go. Down court, Krakow, all the way into forecourt. Armbruster kicks it out to the right side. A 3 up and on the way for Jones. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by McAdams. Now, quick reach-in foul going to be called again on the Lady Tigers. But the clock is down to 39 seconds to play in the ballgame. This foul is going to be on Isabel Armbruster. Armbruster's fourth personal foul. And yet another free throw attempt here coming up for Miller. Miller now 2 out of 3 from the line. Here shooting 2 shots in the double bonus. First one is up and good. Ellison Miller has made 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Has 12 points in the ball game for the sophomore. 5'11 sophomore coming in off the bench in double figures. Second shot is up and good also. She's made 3 in a row. Puts it back to a 10-point ball game, 48-38 with 35 seconds to play. Jones down court for the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall for 3, top of the key. It's in and out off the rim. A fight for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds and battling over there was Isabel Armbruster, but she touched the ball last, knocked it out of the hands of Kelly Brack. It'll belong to Weeping Water. Added 21 seconds to go, a 10-point ball game. Fouling is probably an exercise in futility here now. I'm not sure if that's what the Tigers still want to do. Yep, they're going to, even though we're down to 25 seconds and a 10-point deficit. We'll still have a foul called on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her third personal will pass the 10-team foul, so we're in the double bonus. Kelly Brack will be at the line. She has hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's in double figures, has 10 points. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up, and it is short. Hit the front of the rim and came off. As I mentioned, Ball City has shot 1 free throw in the entire ball game, and they missed that one. Brack, second free throw is up, and it's off also. It doesn't go. Rebound fought for. A tie-up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Weeping Water. 21 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of individual scoring. And we'll have Mateo Wilcox stopping by to visit about the Ball City cheerleaders. Looking forward to a conversation with Mateo. That's coming up between ball games. Another foul called on the Tigers. Kind of pointless here with 18 seconds to go, but that's what we have. Fouls on Maddie Jones, her fourth personal. Back to the line goes Brinkley McAdams. She is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight and has 4 points in the game. McAdams' first free throw is up, and it is short. Hits the front of the rim, won't drop, but she'll get another attempt. Again, that post-game show coming up immediately after this, and then our visit with Mateo Wilcox. Brinkley McAdams' second free throw is up, and it is good. She hit that one. McAdams now with 5 points, makes it an 11-point ball game, 49-38. Down court quickly. Reese McNeely puts it into the corner on the right side. To Armbruster. Ava Armbruster has the ball dribbled away, picks it up, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. There's a steal. Fast break on the other way, holding things up, stolen back again by McNeely. McNeely, long court shot at the buzzer, doesn't go. There's your ball game. Your final score tonight, Weeping Water 49, and Fall City 38. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game story recap after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School. The final score tonight, the Weeping Water Indians 49 and the Fall City Lady Tigers 38. Taking a look now at the individual scoring in the ballgame. First of all, for Weeping Water, they had three players in double figures, led by Alexis Morganson with 14 points. Jellison Miller finished with 13. Kelly Brack, that 5-1 freshman point guard, also in double figures. She ended up with 10. 7 points tonight for Ella Cave, and Brinkley McAdams added 5 for their total of 49. But listen to this. Weeping Water hit 13 out of 23 from the free throw line. 13 of 23. Ball City shot one free throw all night long and missed that one 4-for-1. Individual scoring for the Lady Tigers, a big night offensively by Ashley Kirkendall. She had 16 points in the ballgame, all of those coming on the two-point shots. Adding 6 points tonight was Maddie Jones, 5 for Ava Armbruster, 4 points for Isabel Armbruster. Elise Poppy had 3 in the game, Anna Collier added 2, and Reese McNeely with 2 for Fall City's total of 38 points. With the loss, the Lady Tigers now fall to 12-6 on the year. The win improves Weeping Water's record now to 10-7. 49-38, your final score here in the girls' varsity game. Weeping Water with the win over the Fall City Lady Tigers. Now, as promised, that guest that we promised you was going to stop by to visit with us, we have Matea Wilcox from the Fall City cheerleading squad with us. Matea, good evening, young lady.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you stop by. Let's talk a little bit about this cheerleading squad. We see you girls show up at all the ball games, no matter where I'm at, out on the road, long distance ones, you girls are always there. You put in a lot of hours. Talk about being a Fall City cheerleader. First off, how long have you been doing this?
I've been a Fall City cheerleader for about 6 years now, 2 years in middle school and all 4 years of high school.
So that makes you probably the most seasoned cheerleader on the squad.
I'm being curious that actually. We've been together since middle school.
Talk about the girls. There are 5 of you that I see down here. Who are the other cheerleaders?
So Kirsten, again, is the other veteran with us. Hannah has been all 4 years. And then Julie and Alessandria are both from Italy.
Okay, a couple of girls from Italy joining your cheer squad. Now, that's got to be a little bit of a novelty. Talk about getting to know the girls from Italy. What's that been like?
An adventure. It took them a little bit to understand our language and understand that America is nothing like the movies. They caught on really, really easy, though. Julia has a background in gymnastics, and Alessandra just caught on super easy. They're both very good at English, problem.
Now, I know you girls just don't show up at the ball games and start to cheer. This takes a lot of preparation, a lot of practice. When do you really get going on it? Way back in the summertime?
Yeah, we start practicing. We have our camp in, like, June or July. I can't remember. And then we have a couple weeks off, and then we start a couple weeks before the start of school, and we practice every Monday. But if we're going to a competition, we practice as much as we can.
So lots and lots of time put into this besides just the time traveling. How do you get here? Do you girls travel separately, or do you get right on the bus with the team?
We get a ride on the bus. Most of the time with the varsity boys because they show up later.
Now, we can't talk about the cheerleaders without mentioning your blind sponsor. Talk about Courtney a little bit.
Courtney, I think, has been doing this for about 14 years. I think that's right. She's always put in her cheerleaders before. She always buys us stuff. She gets us gifts. She's going through a lot, and she's really, like, focusing on us and trying to figure it out.
We're talking about Courtney Crowthers, of course, and, and don't take this wrong, but anybody that has the patience to go out and work year in, year out with teenage girls, take you out on the road, travel to the ball game with all the, I know sometimes the drama that surrounds it.
Oh, yeah.
She's a true saint to go out here being with
really
teenage girls, and I know you appreciate it. Well, Matea, talk about you now. You're a senior.
I am.
What are the plans after you graduate from Park City?
I've been accepted into Wayne State, and I plan to go down there in August. For the first 4 years of my college experience, I'm going to get my license in pre-dentistry, and then I'm going to transfer over to the University of Nebraska Medical Center and get my professional license in dentistry.
So you're going to be a dentist?
I am.
All right. Outstanding. That's exciting news to hear. Well, listen, we want to thank you for stopping by here and seeing us for a minute or two. We've got to get ready for the boys' varsity game, but I just thought we ought to have one of you girls come by because you girls certainly deserve more recognition than you get. And believe it or not, we do notice you. We see that you're here at all the ball games, and your presence is appreciated probably by the athletes more than you girls realize.
Thank you.
All right. That's Matilda Wilcox, a senior member of the varsity cheer squad. We're going to step aside now and take about a 10-minute break, and then we'll be back with the boys' varsity game coming up. Right now, we're going to send it back to the KTNC studios for Aaron Wisdom. We'll be back in 10 minutes with boys' basketball right here on KTNC.